This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Democratic U.S. Representative Mike Ross of Arkansas says he won't run for a seventh term next year. Ross is the only Democrat among Arkansas's four House members. He says in a statement that he wants to spend time with his family and explore, quote, new opportunities here at home in Arkansas, unquote. Ross has previously expressed interest in running for governor in 2014. He says he'll serve out the rest of his term and won't decide until it's over whether to launch a gubernatorial campaign. Ross is serving his sixth term representing Arkansas' sprawling 4th District. He's a member of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce and is among a group of centrist Democrats with a physically conservative message known as the Blue Dog Coalition. Two Melbourne, Arkansas juveniles were charged Friday with breaking and entering in criminal mischief. The two boys are accused of entering the Melbourne Elementary School and damaging computers and other equipment. The damage is estimated at $9,000. They will be appearing in juvenile court along with their parents. Staying in Izard County and following an incident at the rodeo arena at Daw Friday night, 30-year-old Marshall resident Justin Lynn Woods was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and harassment. Woods remains in the Izard County Detention Facility pending a bond hearing. And a 55-year-old Pineville resident, Ricky Landon Brown, was arrested July 20th on charges of domestic battery third degree and public intoxication. He, too, remains in jail. A 16-year-old Batesville boy was arrested Saturday afternoon outside a Batesville strip mall smoking marijuana. Deputy Andrew Rogers says a citizen's phone call to police dispatch brought him to the Oak Shopping Center on Harrison in Batesville. He found a 16-year-old male that matched the citizen's description. Rogers said the boy admitted to have been smoking marijuana and in fact still had some in his possession. The youth was taken into custody and placed in the juvenile detention center and given a Tuesday court date. The youth's parents will be required to appear in court with him tomorrow. An oil trough man has been charged with felony theft in Independence County Circuit Court. Documents say 38-year-old Glenneth Eric Heath was arrested in Oil Trough after he apparently had stolen some items last Thursday from the Beeler residence on Meadow Lake Road. A passenger in Heath's truck at the time of his arrest, Rebecca Manuel, was also taken into custody. Authorities say several items found in Heath's truck were identified by Beeler as being stolen from his shop. Police say the stolen items were valued at about $1,000. Heath's bond has been set at $45,000. In another report about a theft on a residence at Bethesda Road, it was owned by Wiley Fife of Mount Pleasant but unoccupied for some time. Fife said items stolen included a Murray riding lawnmower, upright air compressor, a four-cylinder flathead motor, two trike frames, and a Yamaha two-wheeler and wiring from the house, all valued at over $2,400.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.